News Talk 99.7 WNTK AM 1490 FM 98.9 WUVR. Welcome to the Friday, the final Friday edition of Day Trip Destinations 2023.
Hello, everybody. Yeah, you're right. Yeah. I didn't think of it that way. It is, in fact, our last 2023 show.
It is. There's no more after this.
I mean, unless you go back to the podcast and then you listen to all of them again.
And we encourage you to do so.
Mm-hmm. WNTK.com.
That's right. WNTK.com.
Yeah. Hopefully everyone had a wonderful Christmas or wonderful holiday with your friends, your family, all your loved ones.
And maybe even some of those you don't love.
That's probably very true. And here we are creeping up on the new year, 2024.
Yeah.
It's going to be here before we know it.
I feel like the even years are good years.
I love even numbers, yeah. So I'm all about it.
Yeah.
We shall see.
I don't know. I'm cautiously optimistic.
Excellent. Yeah. I like that phrase. Mm-hmm. I'm going in cautiously optimistic as well.
Yeah.
Let's hear from our sponsors, shall we?
Sure. Northgate Design Build, Crown Point Cabinetry, Appleseed Restaurant, Bar Harbor Bank and Trust, Sweepy Marketing Cafe, One Credit Union, and Eversource. This segment is brought to you by Sweepy Cafe, open once again. The return of breakfast sandwiches and other freshly prepared breakfast and lunch items, highlighting seasonal produce. Made to order on the weekends, Saturday and Sunday, in case you forgot what weekends were, 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Fried salads, wraps, soups, and more on the go in the grab-and-go cooler all week long during Sweepy Market Hours, Wednesday through Sunday. Hang there or take to go. Also brought to you by Crown Point Cabinetry, a second-generation family business located in Claremont, Crown Point. Nationally recognized for fine quality cabinetry for your entire home.
Awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you to our sponsors for always supporting the show in our, what did we decide this was, our fourth year?
Fifth.
Our fifth year. Are we going into our fifth year?
We're going into our fifth calendar year.
Got it.
In terms of actual time,
mm-hmm.
I believe this is year like 2.3. Is it 2.3?
I have no idea.
No. 3.2.
Complicated.
3.3.
Anyways, point being, we're going into 2024.
Yeah.
We've had a lot of shows.
No, it's like 3.28.
Oh my gosh. Okay. All right.
Yeah, somewhere around
3.28.
Yeah. And hopefully, a sixth. It's like 2 1/6.
Hopefully you've enjoyed the show out there for this 2.6. What is it?
2 1/6.
2 1/6. Yeah. Most ridiculous thing I've ever said. All of the shows we've had, we hope you enjoy them.
No, 3 1/6, sorry.
Oh my God. We're just really excited to be here, friends.
Yeah.
I mean, yep. You know,
yep.
Here we go. We're going into 2024.
We are.
We will continue this show in its glory.
In perpetuity, indendum.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I don't think indendum is a word.
Nope, I don't think so either. But you won't get rid of us that easy, friends.
Nope.
For our first segment today,
yes,
we're going to be talking about Mount Sunapee.
Mount Sunapee Resort.
For a couple of reasons. All Number right. one is, God, we need snow.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry. I know there are so many people out there who hate it. You are one of them.
Mm-hmm.
But we need it.
I know we do need it.
All of our outdoor recreation thrives on snow.
I am surprised we haven't gotten anything, really.
It's really crazy.
Yeah.
It's weird. So we're talking about Mount Sunapee because they are celebrating their 75th anniversary.
Whoa.
So it's their 75th celebration and birthday, if you will. So they have a lot of their history. If you follow their social media channels and their website, they have a lot of cool little pop-up things that they've done. Like they gave everybody crumble cookies. So they had little cookies made so that one of the days everyone who came to ski got a little cookie to, you know, go about their day.
Yeah.
It's just kind of cool little stuff like that that they're doing throughout the course of the year because it is their 75th. So there are 6 out of 8 lifts currently open, and there are only 18 out of 67 available trails open, which is rough. It's pretty rough. But, I mean, there are some diehard folks who are still out there. They're cruising. They're loving it. They're skiing in t-shirts, you know?
Right.
Best of luck to them. It's like spring skiing in December.
Which is nuts. It's been so warm.
Yeah. It's been very strange. So that's one reason that I wanted to bring up Mount Sunapee is obviously to let people know that you can buy your, you know, single day pass tickets. Mm-hmm. Obviously, there's a lot of folks around here who have the Epic Pass so they can kind of bebop around all of their different mountains.
Which ones I have? It's like Okemo, Sunapee.
If you're an Epic Pass holder in the Rockies, you can go to Keystone, Breckenridge, Vail, Park City, Beaver Creek, and Crested Butte.
Mm-hmm.
In the Western area, you can go to Heavenly, North Star, Kirkwood, or Stevens. In the Northeast, you can go to Stowe, Okemo, Hunter, Mount Snow, Mount Sunapee, Wildcat, Attitash, and Crotchet.
Wow.
In the Mid-Atlantic, you can go to Seven Springs, Jack Frost, Hidden Valley, Laurel Mountain, Round Top, Whitetail, Liberty, and Big Boulder. In the Midwest, you can go to Afton Alps, Alpine Valley, Boston Mills and Brandywine, Hidden Valley, Mad River, Mount Brighton, Paoli Peak, Snow Creek, and Wilmot. And in Canada, you can go to Whistler, Blackcomb. They are doing their second annual New Year's Eve bash. So last show, we did feature a couple things to do over New Year's.
First night in Claremont. New Year's
Eve. Yep, first night in Claremont, which I have an addition to that that we're going to talk about afterwards, okay. Which was just added to the celebration. But so on to Saturday, December 30th, which is tomorrow, and Sunday, December 31st, it's Mount Sunapee's second annual New Year's Eve bash. So on Saturday, they have food, music, and a whole boatload of fun. One of the things, they have a Sunapee Bingo. So at the Sunapee Lodge Guest Services, you can pick up a Sunapee Bingo card, which is kind of cool. And then from a certain period of time, you can play the Sunapee Bingo game.
Yeah.
And they're also going to be doing cookie decorating in the Spruce Cafe. The bigger day is on Sunday, December 31st. So they have a scavenger hunt with special ornaments from 4 to 5 p.m. They're going to have a bonfire, and they have a s'mores mobile. That's so funny. On the flyway from 5 to 6. They're going to have the torchlight parade, which I always think is super cool.
Torchlight parade.
It's like when skiers come down the mountain with torches. It's like, just pretty cool.
It's like the Olympics, but fire. Well, I guess the Olympic torch has fire.
That's true.
Yeah, well, I'm an idiot.
Torchlight parade on Eggbeater from starting around 6 o'clock.
Okay.
And then they have a family-friendly New Year's Eve party in the Goose Feathers Pub with DJ Greg laying down those beats. They have a photo booth. They have lots of different crafts for the kids. They've also have an ice cream sundae bar, which sounds super cool.
Yep.
So they have a lot of different things going on, and DJ Greg will bring everybody into the new year with some pretty sweet mixes.
Bops.
Some bops. Yeah. That's true. The kids call them bops.
They do.
That's a bop.
That's a bop.
So yeah, so this is their second annual bash. It was popular last year, hopefully this year. I know with the lack of snow, it's going to be a little bit of a bummer, but people are kind of dying for that, their mountain family. You know what I mean?
Like, maybe it'll be more good.
It might be more well attended,
yeah.
Just because people haven't been able to be at the mountain as
right,
much.
Right, so it's just an excuse to go there and just exactly. See snow that exists.
And just have a little bit of fun.
Yeah.
And then see the man-made snow. Instead of Mother Nature created snow.
Right. Which is still the same thing.
I guess, yes.
Snow is snow. It's all created the same way. It's all just moisture.
Moisture. So Mount Sunapee, again, a great asset to our community. Especially recently, they've been really committing, really stepping up to sponsor and be partners with all of these local events.
Yeah.
And their team's been doing a great job. Mm-hmm. And we're really excited to see what next year holds for us as a chamber in 2024. We have Doug Daniels, who's on our board of directors, and we have a few events lined up where we're partnering with the mountain in 2024, and it just, all good things. We're really excited about what the new year holds for that. And then something else to consider, obviously we mentioned last show, first night in Claremont through the Parks and Rec Department. Buttons are for $1. You can do a whole bunch of different things there, but the Wheelhouse Bike Shop, which we've talked about on the show before, they have now changed from the train station spot.
Yep.
They're now at Arrowhead, the cabin that's there, the A-frame looking cabin.
All right.
So they just created a New Year's Eve event, and it's going to be a hosted mountain bike ride, which just red flag. You need to know it's all terrain. You have to bring your own bike. You have to bring your own helmet.
Yep.
It's pretty aggressive trails. Like, you got to be prepared for it. It's not like,
right.
You know, you can come for the first time.
Which is kind of crazy because I'm going to even have snow for that.
Yeah, well, yeah. It is
just
what it is.
Regular like summer mountain biking in December 31st.
So they're calling it Bikes with a Boom.
Sounds like a fireworks show.
So they're starting the bike ride at around 8:45. And then at 10 p.m. promptly, the fireworks display will begin.
Los fuegos artificiales.
So Bikes with a Boom at the Wheelhouse Bike Shop, Arrowhead Recreation Area. And the whole festivities, if you will, on Sunday the 31st start around 5 p.m. But they're going to have some food there. They're going to have music. They're going to have a whole bunch of other things happening. But the bike ride itself starts at 8:45, and then the fireworks will be at 10 o'clock. Nice. So, and that's, of course, in addition to all of the other events that are taking place for Claremont's first night. So all good things. It's a really great evening to kind of be out and about. Especially if there's something specific that you're looking to do. We had talked a little bit last time about all of the different events that are going on. If you're interested in learning more, you can head to the Parks and Rec website, and then you can break down the entire time that's available to you for the dollar button. I think that's so cool. You know, you pay a dollar and you get an admission button for everything. It's pretty wild.
That is cool.
But I think this Bikes of the Boom thing is not only a great addition to this event, but I think it might actually end up taking a whole new... I think it's going to be huge. Okay, we don't need to sing it. But I do think it's going to bring everything to a whole new level and potentially become its own, like...
Separate flag. Extravaganza Fest?
I was going to say, stop saying Extravaganza Fest. It's Why? It's not a word.
Well, let's make it a word.
No, it's not a word. But I definitely think this is going to become its own kind of flagship event. Bikes with a Boom. Sounds very fun.
Yeah.
So that is our first segment today. Mount Sunapee, 75th celebration, New Year's Eve, excitement, the mountain. And then, of course, Parks and Rec first night, adding in the Wheelhouse Bike Shop. Bikes with a Boom edition.
All right, we'll take a quick break and come back with the next segment of Day Trip Destinations on News Talk 99.7 WNTK, AM 1490, FM 98.9 WUVR.
Polaroids on the hardwood floor. You and me from the night before, but don't read the last page. But I stay when you're lost and I'm scared and you're turning away. I want your midnights, but I'll be cleaning up bottles with you on New Year's Day. Squeeze my hand three times in the back of the taxi. I can tell.
News Talk 99.7 WNTK, AM 1490, FM 98.9 WUVR. Welcome back to Day Trip Destinations with a segment brought to you by Bar Harbor Bank and Trust, who think differently about banking. They get to know their customers and are committed to providing the right tools and right advice to help you be successful. Learn more at barharbor.bank. Also brought to you by Eversource. At Eversource, they know the role energy plays at the center of your life, warming your home, powering appliances, and keeping your lights on. And with energy prices at relatively all-time highs, they want to help. Working together, they can help find a flexible payment plan or other assistance that you might qualify for. They want to find a way to manage your bill that works for you. Learn more at Eversource.com.
So our second segment today is going to be talking about Center for the Arts. So we've talked about them numerous times on the show. They have a new executive director, and they're going through a little bit of a rebrand, a little bit of a re-logo, a little bit of a refresh, if you will. So a lot of organizations kind of go through this, especially, you know, when they get someone new kind of in the driver's seat. You know, you have to take a look. So sometimes when you're working in a nonprofit, you're so far in it. You've been part of it for so long. You know, you've put all of your energy into it.
Right.
It's really hard to take a look from a top down view.
Like a third party.
And take a look at it very unbiasedly. So sometimes you need to reevaluate a few things. Sometimes you need to, you know, take a look at your calendar, you know, reprioritize, set some new goals, breathe some new energy into an organization.
It does really get hard to do that.
It does. It really much.
Because you do get so ingrained in like what you're doing.
Exactly.
That it's hard to step outside of yourself for a second and say, like, does this make sense?
It's so important to like look at the concept of like strategic planning. So someone who can look at it from the top down in a very objective manner Right. And they can see, okay, this seems to be working. This doesn't seem to be working. How can we kind of reevaluate what we're doing? I think, you know, Dina, who is the new executive director of Center for the Arts, they have been an awesome organization for this area, for this region, for a very, very long time. Mm-hmm. And they've done so much good work for all of the different art programs we have. They've done scholarships for teachers. They do performing arts events. They do literary arts events. They do poetry contests. They do a lot of things to kind of keep the robust arts community that we have here alive and thriving. But sometimes I think it takes a new approach to kind of come in and be like, let's see, there's so much more we could do.
Right.
So let's see what else we can do. So Dina's come in and she's kind of created a little bit of she's kind of shaking the snow globe up a little bit, you know. She's, I know, what's happening? Kind of exciting. They've actually put out their entire 2024 calendar already. Wow. Okay. Which is kind of crazy. Yeah. I know. They do it every year. I don't know how they do it. I'm impressed every single time.
Yeah.
But I wanted to just touch upon some of the things that they're doing in January.
Right.
Because obviously we're creeping up very, very closely on that. So they have free community arts events throughout the course of the year. And in January, they have four different things in their calendar.
Right.
So the first of which is they have kept their first Fridays. So we talk about this a little bit on the show. So they have different local galleries throughout the community. Blue Moon Bakery, New London Inn, Bar Harbor Bank on Main Street. They have a few different ones.
Oh, I see. At those locations.
Correct.
That makes more sense. I was thinking like Blue Moon Bakery had an exhibit at Center for the Arts.
In January 5th, is their first Friday celebration, which is actually going to be a community contra dance.
What's a contra dance?
Contra dance.
It's like a Latin kind of dance?
It's kind of like a line dance.
Oh.
So they are partnering up with the New London Recreation Department, and they're doing this event at Whipple Hall. And it's from 6 to 8 at Whipple Hall.
Yep.
And there's going to be a live band. It's just an opportunity to, you don't have to know the steps. You don't have to have a partner. You can just come out, learn the steps while you're there, and just do a little bit of line dancing with this particular band. It's a really fun time. People have really enjoyed themselves when this has happened. And contra dancing is very, very popular. So yeah, January 5th is their first Friday celebration at Whipple Hall. So that's the first thing that you can connect with Center for the Arts with for in the new year.
So so you all just do the same moves in a line?
You have to be in a line, but it's easy moves to learn. They usually repeat themselves, and they usually turn to different sides.
I feel like that's like something like they did like in colonial times, like with villages. Like,
yes, contra dancing has been around for a while.
Yeah.
In partnership with the New London Recreation Department at Whipple Hall from 6 to 8 p.m. on January 5th. Mm-hmm. That's your first opportunity to connect with the Center for the Arts team, if you will, in the new year. They have done a tree for the Festival of Trees at Whipple Hall. So they actually did the only interactive tree, which is kind of cool. So they have a table right next to their tree, and they have decorations, and you can create an ornament and put it on their tree, which is kind of cool. Some people have decorated their ornaments and then put them on the tree, and some people have decorated an ornament and taken it with them. It's a pretty fun little thing.
Yeah.
So that's the first event in 2024 where you can connect with the CFA team. Then on January 13th, they have a Winter Arts Youth and Families activity, and that's, again, with New London Recreation as their partner.
Mm-hmm.
And it's Winter Wonderland, so they're doing some crafts from 9 to 11 a.m. at Whipple Hall on January 13th. Then they have they had a series called Tapestry Tuesdays, which was kind of a lot of people didn't know what that meant.
That's like wall cloth, right?
We talked about this before when we talked about Tapestry Tuesdays. Yeah. Yes, it's a wall cloth. That is what a tapestry is.
Yeah.
But it didn't really tie too much into what they were doing for their events and activities.
Mm-hmm.
So Dina has kind of encouraged the board to change it to Humanities Monday.
Okay.
So it's kind of that same kind of thing. It's a humanity speaker. They select a topic. They maybe have a full-fledged discussion on it. They have a guest speaker, whatever it might be. And that is kind of humanities-based. So now it's Humanities Monday. And on January 15th, they have Tom Farman coming in at Whipple Hall. And he is going to talk about how to publish your own book, which is kind of cool.
Interesting.
So that's from 5:30 to 6:30 p.m. And I'm going to encourage my mom to go to that one because my mom has always wanted to write her own book. So we'll see what happens.
Is it a children's book she wants to make?
Yeah, she wants to make a children's book. So we'll see. But it should be fun.
That'd be good knowledge to have, especially if you are a writer.
Yeah, if you're in that space. Or if you're interested in that kind of a thing. So Humanities Monday on January 15th is another opportunity to connect with them. And then on January 21st, They have a living history with Queen Victoria, and this is going to be at the New London Barn Fleming Center.
Mm-hmm.
So it is $23 for non-members of the CFA, $18 for members of the CFA, and $5 for students. And it's from 1 to 2:30 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
And Queen Victoria, it's like a, she's wearing full garb. She's wearing full garb. It's like a one-woman show.
Yep.
It's history, and she's communicating and talking with the audience about that particular period in time. But January 21st is a living history of Queen Victoria. So that should be kind of fun on that time. And, of course, it's in partnership with the New London Barn Playhouse. So those are the January events for Center for the Arts. You can go online to their website and check out their new – they have it digitally as well, so you could certainly download it. You can also find their brochure at lots of different places, including some of their micro galleries.
Yeah.
And the Chamber Office as well. They've dropped off some new 2024 schedules there, too. And I think it's important right now, now that we just mentioned the living history of Queen Victoria in partnership with the New London Barn Playhouse, if anyone was planning to go to the New Year's Eve celebration at the New London Barn, that has been canceled. So I just wanted to make sure that anyone who might be planning on attending that event, everyone who purchased tickets has already been informed, but I just wanted to make sure, just in case anybody had it in their hearts and souls to attend the event, that it has been canceled.
Okay.
And then a couple other things to remember, you know, coming into the end of 2023 is the Festival of Trees. There's the final days tonight, tomorrow night, and Sunday night, all from 4 to 8 p.m. You can come and check out all 13 festive displays. You make a donation of any kind, $5, $10, $20, $100, whatever floats your boat, whatever you're capable of doing. And then you vote for your favorite tree. And then whichever tree receives the most votes then gets to determine where all of the donations go to for the new year.
Nice.
So we're hoping to have about $1,000 in donations to be able to gift a local charity or nonprofit.
Yep.
So hopefully if you're able and you're interested in coming out one of those 3 days to help with that, that would be wonderful.
Yeah.
It's been a really fun event. We have a laundry list of things we want to do for next year.
Mm-hmm.
You know, hot cocoa bar, live performances. We really want to up the ante.
A hot cocoa flight.
Whoa. But for this year, we just want to get to that $1,000 marker and then be able to gift and award that money to a local, a deserving local nonprofit in the new year. So we'll announce the winner on January 1st.
Right.
So yeah, so we're excited about the Festival of Trees. It was honestly put together super, super quick, and we're excited how it, how much it's gotten so much good feedback this year, even though it was kind of a last minute panicky thing to do.
But it did get done.
But it did get done, of course, because it's me.
Right.
Something else to take note of is in January, we also have our Lake Sunapee Region Chamber annual meeting.
Mm-hmm.
So I've mentioned on the show before that it's going to be on January 23rd. We have actually pushed it forward. We pushed it to January or back at. Forward, back, I don't know.
Back would be later.
Okay, so we've pushed it to January 30th.
Okay.
So we did that for a couple of reasons. Number one, actually that's a lie. We've only done it for one reason.
Mm-hmm.
And that's because the presidential primary is on January 23rd.
Oh, that's a good point.
Even though polls usually close around 7 and our event is from 6 to 8, we just didn't want to overlap.
Yeah, it'd be a mess. Yeah.
So we just said, you know what, if there's a way for us to push it, let's do that. So it is now on Tuesday, January 30th.
And you're encouraging people to vote.
From 6 to 8 p.m. You are correct. We are encouraging people to be participating in their local presidential
primary. And their God-given right to bless America with the right choice.
Wow. All right. So we're going to be at the Draper Room at Eastman. We're very excited about that.
Mm-hmm.
The event theme this year is going to be around workplace wellness.
Okay.
So kind of like how to de-stress, how to find that good work-life balance, how to you know, eat a little better, you know, exercise a little bit more, like all of those kinds of
new. I feel like this is very catered towards me.
So annual meeting January 30th, the Draper Room at Eastman. Tickets will be on sale in the new year.
Mm-hmm.
So right at the first week of the
new year.
Thank you. So yeah, so we're excited about that, obviously. And being able to use Eastman and Forbes Tavern. We talked about Forbes Tavern menu.
Yeah.
It's just delicious food. So we're excited about all of that. I always go over the top with my themes.
Yeah.
So I'm just going to say buckle up because I have a long list of things that I'm going to do
for
this particular event. And we will sell out. We'll only be able to sell 150 tickets to the event.
Right.
So if you're interested in attending.
Better do it.
You have to be a member to attend.
Yep.
But we will sell out of 150 tickets pretty darn soon. Mm-hmm. So,
all right, we'll take a quick break and come back with the third and final segment of Day Trip Destinations on News Talk 99.7 WNTK, AM 1490, FM 98.9 WUVR.
There's glitter on the floor after the party. Girls carrying the shoes down in the lobby. Candle wax and Polaroids on the hardwood floor. You and me from the night before, but don't read the last page. But I stay when you're lost and I'm scared and you're turning away. I want your midnights, but I'll be cleaning up bottles with you on New Year's Day. My hand three times in the back of the taxi. I can tell.
Should old acquaintance be forgot and never brought to mind? Should old acquaintance be forgot and auld lang syne. For auld lang syne, my dear, for auld lang syne, we'll take a cup of kindness yet for.
News Talk 99.7 WNTK, AM 1490, FM 98.9 WUVR. Welcome back to Day Trip Destinations. This segment brought to you by Indigo Blues & Co. For the clothes you live in, visit Indigo Blues & Co. in the cute village of Kentucook and on Main Street in Concord.
Wonderful. The classic traditional New Year's Eve song. So our last segment today is just going to kind of be a little bit of a mishmash of everything.
What?
It's a little cray-cray. Oh. It's okay. Yeah, you heard me. I ain't taking it back.
All right.
It's cry cry.
Yep.
So it's Newport-ish related.
Okay.
So we talked about the new owners of Catherine Gardens a couple weeks ago, or maybe last week. Can't remember.
Last week.
And there's also new owners of Village Pizza. Effie, who was the Village Pizza owner before,
yep,
her family's Greek. They're local favorites, if you will. So we talked about Jen Spellis before. She actually owns the Monsters Tacos as well as the Let's Get Loaded food trucks.
Oh, okay.
So her and her husband have purchased Village Pizza.
Building a monopoly here in Newport.
Yeah, they got a lot going on. Yeah. So they promise, like, they put a whole post out that they're going to promise to,
keep
everything the same. Because obviously Village Pizza is a staple
of the community. And it's so, like, that's like some of the best pizza I've had in the area.
Yeah,
it's
me too.
Good.
So it's not just like the sauce, but it's like the temperature it's cooked at. Like there's so many specific things that make it good. So they've taken a lot of time to learn from the previous owners. So hopefully all of that remains the same. But they're working on, ramping up their hours. They're working on advancing the menu. They're working on redoing the storefront a little bit, the restaurant itself. So there's a lot of things that are in the works there. So obviously, I mean, there's a lot of changes in town, right? You've got Farmer's Table, which is now at the Newport Golf Club. You've got Breaking Bread, which is now opened up on Main Street in New London. Main Street in Newport. You've got new owners of Village Pizza. You've got Catherine Gardens having new owners. So there's just lots of things that happen in. So also, just recently, this past week, they did the community center groundbreaking.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah,
so
I saw that. Yeah.
In Newport, they are looking at getting a new community center.
Yeah.
It is in the works. It is a happening. And
where is that? Where is that in Newport?
I know you can see down like Main Street from wherever it's at.
Okay.
I want to say that it was going to be somewhere like near Horsey Park, but I could
Horsey
be...
Park?
Yeah.
I don't even remember that.
There it is. So anyways, so I can't remember where the exact location is, but they've got a big plan. to make it happen, and we'll see what.
They have the chamber office being renovated.
Yep. So the Depot Street, the 19 Depot Street, is supposed to be the new chamber office, mm-hmm. but there's some work that still needs to be done in the building.
Yeah.
Before that can happen, but again, lots of things going.
Lots. Newport is a town on the coming.
I think 2024 will be a very big year mm-hmm. For a lot of different projects.
Yeah.
So all exciting things there. We did talk on the show about Dancing with the Newport Stars, mm-hmm. which I want to just throw out again, January 26th and 27th at Newport Opera House, 7 p.m. both shows, 5 all-star casts. It's going to be a lot of fun. Tickets are on sale now, newportoperahouse.com, if you want to purchase them. And you can create your own little rooting section if you have somebody specific you want to root for. And then, of course, something else is on sale for tickets. So the Newport Winter Carnival, believe it or not, is in the works. It's happening. It is, people are already working on it now. It's in February, yeah. But things start now.
Oh, yeah.
Of course.
Yeah.
So February 7th to the 11th in 2024, Newport's 108th Winter Carnival, mm-hmm. February 7th to the 11th is Woodstock themed.
Yep.
So on Wednesday the 7th will be probably the torch lighting. I say probably because it hasn't been officially confirmed and the schedule is not officially out yet.
Okay.
But, and then Friday the 9th is always the pageant. Mm-hmm. So that is official. That is available. Tickets are on sale beginning of January. That's 7 p.m. at the Newport Opera House. The pageant is always a great event to attend. The juniors and seniors who are part of the pageant mm-hmm. Are always super engaged and super excited. There's lots of different things that go on there. The second graders, the prince and princesses, always perform. They answer all sorts of fun questions.
Yeah.
It's just a really great evening.
Mm-hmm.
So that's on sale starting the beginning of January at newportoperahouse.com. And then Saturday the 10th is when they have their Winter Carnival Parade. So that's when they kind of, using the theme of Winter Carnival, all of the different businesses and organizations put together floats in the theme, and they go through town. So it's usually, I think, from like Family Dollar down towards the high school or vice versa. I don't remember which direction they go through, but that's kind of what they do. I think it's Family Dollar to the high school. I think.
Okay. I mean, either way,
I think it's what they do. Okay. Anyways,
yeah.
No one cares.
No, I care. It's just,
so Saturday the 10th is the Winter Carnival Parade at 10 a.m. So a lot of things going on in Newport over the next couple of months, and just in general, just a lot of things a-moving and a-happening in that particular community. So good things to be had by all.
Yeah, that is crazy. How many changes in the last year that's been here?
And then I think it's just going to continue to kind of snowball, you know, over the next
year. Hopefully you'll have some better weather this summer for some of their events. I feel bad.
I do feel pretty bad. I mean, t'was... was great weather. It was pretty warm, but mm-hmm. that's okay because it was mostly an outside event.
Right.
So I think everyone was kind of welcoming of that.
Yeah.
But I think that also was not so hot because they had a lot of people who showed up and they didn't have enough things for everyone.
Yeah.
Everyone ended up coming.
Right.
Because they hadn't been able to go to any other events.
Yeah.
For the holidays. So.
Yeah. But even earlier this year, you know, like the Parlin Field event's just getting washed out. And
I mean, every other event this year has been washed out.
Yeah.
So T'was was the only one that they were actually able to have on schedule as they had planned it.
Hopefully it's a little drier next year.
Yeah. So we'll see what 2024 brings. But the Newport community in general is up for there's a lot of things moving.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, finishing out 2023 and into 2024.
Yeah.
We are still doing our Holiday Shop Local promotion.
Mm-hmm.
So that runs through January 15th. January 16th is when we will do a Facebook Live on all three chambers on all of our pages, awarding those people who have shopped local, who have submitted their completed cards, and then we'll pull out 4 particular prizes from the participants.
Yeah.
So just, you know, this is another shout out. Of course, even though the holidays, if you will, and I use holidays in air fingers quotes, but even though the holidays are over, still have an opportunity to support local and shop local. And there are chances are people that you have not gotten anything for yet
mm-hmm.
that you could still take some time to do.
There's always more gift opportunities.
Always. Always more gifting opportunities.
Oh, yeah. It never ends.
It's kind of fun, though, isn't it?
It can be.
It's exciting.
But I think, like, you know, we've talked about before, like, I like the idea of just, like, random gift giving as opposed to, like, being forced to do it for any specific time period.
I don't think you're ever forced to give anything to anyone, ever.
I definitely feel that way with Christmas sometimes.
Nope. I don't think so.
I do.
No, you don't have to give anything to anyone at any
time.
But
you do, though.
No, you don't. So for the Holiday Shop local program, just remember there are people, these are the particular businesses participating. So consider over the next couple of weeks in January to spend some money locally so that you can fill out those holiday cards. So Morgan Hill Bookstore, they have been champions, by the way. I have had to restock their card system like three or four times.
Nice.
It's kind of crazy.
Yeah.
Violet's Book Exchange in Claremont, Granite State Hobbies, Kit and Caboodle Thrift, Changes Boutique and Thrift, Hubert's of New London, B-Mobile, Verizon, and in Claremont and in Newport, New London Copy Specialists in Newport, Noise R Us Fireworks, Blackbeard's Cove Adventure Golf.
Yar.
I knew you were going to do that. Beaver Pond Farm, Clover Meadow Farm, Dance Arts Academy, Newport Golf Club, Sunapee E-Bikes, Newport Fitness and Spa, The Wheelhouse Bike Shop, Blue Loon Bakery, Claremont Spice and Dry Goods, The Common Man, The Elms Restaurant and Bar, The Flying Goose Brew Pub and Grill, Grounds, Tremont House of Pizza, Uptown Bakery and Custom Cakes by Tammy, Four Pines Quilting, Harborside Trading, LSPA, Lake Sunapee Protective Association, The Library Art Center, Sunapee Trading Post, The Creation Place, The Lovejoy Cottage, Alley-Oops Flowers and Gifts, Petal Patch Flowers and Gifts, Gemini Crystals in Claremont, Foster's Fine Jewelry in New London, MJ Harrington and Company in Newport, Cash and Carry Furniture, Center for the Arts, Lake Sunapee Region, Endless Treasures in Newport, La Valley Building Supply in Claremont and in Newport, Love's Bedding and Furniture in Claremont, Tatewell Gallery in New London, Crescent Moon and Wellness Yoga in New London, Reed Optical in both Claremont and in Sunapee, Timeless Medical Aesthetics and Wellness, and Bark and Bath Pet Spa. So we are very excited for all of those particular businesses to be participating in this event. I actually won a raffle from Bark and Bath.
Oh, did you?
I did.
My sister did. Or no, it's not from Bark and Bath. She won it from Unleashed, actually.
Oh, okay. So yeah, I won the Bark and Bath Pet Raffle.
What was in that?
So it was a gift bag, and it had two different kinds of treats. It had a stocking full of like six different toys, and then some pet shampoo.
Nice.
So it's pretty cool.
Cool.
So KK opened up that.
Sounds like KK's going to get pampered.
Well, she always does.
That's true.
But yeah. And actually, Kendall at Bark and Bath is her groomer, too. So.
Oh, there you go.
That works. It was kind of cute.
Yep.
Obviously, lots of different opportunities to shop local, not just over the holidays, but also into the new year. And if you're interested in where to shop local and you want that list, you can head to any of the three chamber websites, click on our Holiday Shop Local graphic, and it will take you to that list of participating businesses. So lots of things to be had, lots of things to do. And of course, as we kind of come into the new year, think about, you know, what are some things that you might want to do? You know, we're not necessarily New Year's resolution people on here, on the show and in personal life. As well as professional life. But, you know, a new year opens up. It's a new chapter in your book. So
it's true.
You can do anything you want, anytime you want.
It's all up to you.
Correct.
And the power that exists within yourself.
Right.
So this edition of Day Trip Destinations, I would like to rethank our sponsors, which doth include North Cape Design Build, Crown Point Cabinetry, Appleseed Restaurant, Bar Harbor Bank and Trust, Sweet Pea Market and Cafe, One Credit Union, Eversource, and Indigo Blues and Co. Don't forget, you can listen tomorrow morning. From, or afternoon, I guess, from 4 to 5 p.m. Or you can listen online anytime at WNTK.com on the podcast. Have a good new year. We will talk to you again next week with Day Trip Destinations on News Talk 99.7 WNTK, AM 1490, FM 98.9 WUVR.
Should all the acquaintance be